You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's clearly different to talk about a large country and the country at large, but the two meanings of large are historically related.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Today's question comes from a listener named Edward. Edward wants to know if we've considered the word large, such as I wear a large shirt, the escaped convict is at large, et cetera, et cetera. Edward also says, by and large, I enjoy, that's what they say, on Sunday morning. So we'll have to talk about what that might mean. It's interesting, though, because last night I got a press release from an at-large city council person announcing that they had filed for re-election for their at-large seat on the city council. So I was thinking about this, too.
And all of these meanings are related to each other, which is what's so fun about the history of this word. Now, large is borrowed into English. It was borrowed a long time ago. We see it by the 1200s. It comes from Anglo-Norman and Old French. And when you look at its earliest meanings, one of those is liberal in giving or generous or without restraint. Keep in mind that meaning of without restraint because it's going to stay relevant. With this meaning of generous, liberal in giving, you might think of something like largesse, which is, of course, related, generosity, and also as an adverb when we talk about someone living large, which is they're living extravagantly, without restraint. Early meanings also show us large in the familiar senses of great in size or amount or degree. And what's striking here is how many different ways the word large is used. It can be used to refer to something that is broad or wide, or if your heart is capacious, you're large-hearted, maybe covering a lot of distance like a large step, or including a lot of people, or heavy, or important, or significant. All of this territory is covered by large.
It's a large territory.
Now, we also see a nautical meaning of large, which is where by and large comes from. In talking about the wind, with the wind large would mean that the wind was crossing the line of a ship's course in a favorable direction. So by and large is a nautical term that meant in all its length and breadth. It meant if one was sailing to the wind and off the wind. By the wind would mean into or toward the wind. Now, Rebecca, when Edward says, by and large, I enjoy that's what they say on Sunday morning, what does that mean to you?
If I were to use that phrase, I would mean in general or overall.
And that's really what it usually now means, as opposed to in all circumstances, it means something closer to all things considered. We're going to assume that, of course, Edward means in all circumstances. Edward enjoys that's what they say on Sunday mornings. Now let's talk about at large. Here we want to go back to that meaning of without restraint. At large, which goes back to the 1300s, means at liberty or free or without restraint. And I think that immediately one can say, oh, okay, that's how the escaped convict is at large. They're free. It also came to mean in a general way or on a large scale, and that's where we get something like for the world at large or the country at large. And then as a post modifier, in other words, if at large comes after the noun, as in a writer at large, that means someone who is not associated with a particular place or establishment. They're free. And in politics, by the 1700s, candidates who were at large were representing the whole of a state or a city or a county, not some district or subset within it. And that's the person, the email you got about a candidate for an at-large seat.
A free seat.
Exactly. Not restricted to any particular subset.
Well, by and large, I have to say that I enjoyed this conversation. And I think I'm using the older meaning there. I enjoyed the whole conversation. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a really good day.
Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.